The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Worse work status in MS tied to subjective cognitive impairment. Patient-reported cognition difficulties, called subjective cognitive impairment, or SCI, are associated with current work status and with employment deterioration after 2 years in people with multiple sclerosis, a new study reports. Depression and anxiety also were linked with work status among these MS patients, but such mental health concerns were not significant predictors of future changes in employment for these individuals, according to researchers. The findings suggest that subjective measures of cognition are informative for predicting a change in employment status, highlighting the need for attention to subjective cognitive functioning in PWMS, people with MS, the team wrote. Notably, subjective cognitive impairment among people with MS was not tied to any negative events in the workplace in this study. The study, Subjective Cognitive Impairment, is Related to Work Status in People with Multiple Sclerosis, was published in the journal IBRO Neuroscience Reports. Subjective cognition impairment found to impact employment. Unemployment rates are high, reaching up to 80% among people with MS, research shows. In addition to mobility issues that prevent patients from performing everyday tasks, cognitive difficulties also can contribute to MS-related unemployment, particularly when executive functioning, memory, and attention are affected. Many studies, however, do not make a distinction between subjective and objective measures of cognition, according to researchers. Subjective cognition impairment, or SCI, refers to a patient's self-reported experience of decline in cognitive abilities, whereas objective cognitive impairment is measured with cognitive tests. Not all PWMS who experience cognitive difficulties also have measurable objective cognitive disturbances. Thus, for some PWMS, there is a discrepancy between how they experience their cognitive abilities and how they objectively perform on cognitive tests, the researchers wrote. In previous studies, more focus has been given to objective cognitive impairment measures than to subjective ones. To bridge this knowledge gap, a team of researchers in the Netherlands conducted a longitudinal study to assess the impact of SCI on the work status of MS patients. The team gathered data from individuals who participated in the 3-year observational MS at Work study at Leiden University. That study aimed to assess work-related factors affecting people with relapsing-remitting multiple sclerosis in the Netherlands. A total of 287 participants currently working or within 3 years of their last employment were included in the analysis. Most were women, 77.4%, and employed, 87.1%, and a majority of working patients completed the assessments after 2 years. The team's main goal was to determine if SCI was linked to work status or negative work events at the study's start. Negative work events were defined as performance problems and accommodations needed to the work environment due to MS. A further aim was to determine if SCI could predict a deteriorating employment status, meaning stopping work due to MS, or having work hours reduced by at least 20% after 2 years. Results showed that 76.5% of unemployed patients at baseline had self-reported cognition issues, compared with 27% of those who were employed. Among employed participants, SCI was more common in those who experienced some work deterioration after 2 years, 48.6%, than those with stable employment, 20%. Worse cognition found among employed patients. When assessing SCI domains individually, researchers found that unemployed participants had significantly worse scores in all domains compared with those employed. These domains included attention and information processing, memory, personality and behavior, and other cognitive ability. Similarly, compared with those with stable work, participants with deteriorating employment had worse scores for all SCI domains, except for attention and information processing. The results showed that SCI at baseline was significantly associated with work status, and also a significant predictor of change from a stable to a deteriorating employment status. However, none of the individual SCI domains were associated with work status or its change. By contrast, no association was observed between subjective cognitive impairment or any of its domains and the presence of negative work events either at baseline or after 2 years. According to the researchers, this might be due to the small number of participants who reported a negative work event either at baseline or after 2 years, or because the definition of what is a negative work event was too limited for the study. Given that SCI has been correlated with depressive symptoms, anxiety, and fatigue, the team also assessed the contribution of these factors to work status and negative work events. Depression and anxiety were found to be associated with work status, but they were not predictors of change in employment status. Fatigue also was initially linked to work status, but the association lost significance when SCI was taken into account. Conversely, none of the factors was linked to negative work events or changes in employment. These results highlight the relationship between SCI and stable employment in people with RRMS and emphasize the need for further research into subjective cognitive difficulties and their effect on work status among PWMS, the researchers wrote. Discovering predictors in changes in PWMS's work situation especially benefits the search for accurate intervention methods to prevent deterioration in work status and thereby to improve their quality of life, they concluded. This news article was written by Joanna Vindeyarinyu, Ph.D., on December 9, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Chairborne, a column by Benjamin Hoffmeister, published on December 8, 2022. Being able to laugh at yourself is vital when living with MS. I had a glass of wine thrown in my face on the evening of my wedding anniversary. I was taken completely by surprise. Well, maybe not completely. After all, the person who threw it has a reputation for that sort of thing. I was pretty irritated, though, because a mature adult should have more self-control than that. Also, I don't really feel like I deserved it from him. It was me. I'm the one who threw the wine. My hands and arms are almost completely unaffected by my intrathecal baclofen, since the catheter only extends to the bottom of my rib cage. Because of this, they are still prone to all the delights of multiple sclerosis. Because of this, they are still prone to all the delights of multiple sclerosis spasticity, which include the random spasm. I was sitting in bed with my wife, holding the glass in my more affected right hand, when I suddenly sneezed. This triggered a spasm where my hand tightened around the glass, plastic actually, this isn't my first rodeo, and my arm flexed suddenly at the elbow. My glass came toward my mouth like I was going to take a sip, only about 10 times faster. In retrospect, I suppose I should be grateful that I didn't throw the glass along with its contents, and that my hand stopped short of my face. Despite being a silver linings type of guy, I wasn't grateful at the moment. Instead, I sat there stunned, eyes wide and mouth slightly open in surprise, as a nice Pinot Noir dripped off my eyebrows, the end of my nose, my beard, and the wall behind me. My wife was stunned too, but recovered before I did, tossing me a box of tissues and grabbing a towel to sponge up the mess before it completely soaked into the bedclothes. At first, not a word passed between us. My wife broke the silence with a shoulder-shaking snort that I almost mistook for a sob. That started an avalanche of laughter from both of us, salvaging what could have been a moment of depressing, resentful despair. She even brought me another glass of wine, embracing the power of humor. It wasn't always like this. In the early years of dealing with this disease, we didn't laugh much. I was going through the stages of grief and didn't take into account that the people who cared about me were too. I like to say I take MS as seriously as it takes me. I think my wife and I take it very seriously, but it's impossible to be rigidly serious about something so unpredictable. MS isn't funny, but life can be, and being able to laugh at ourselves, at myself, has made us a stronger MS couple. If you read any of John Connor's columns for Multiple Sclerosis News Today, you know I'm not the only one who thinks this way. There's a lot of inspiration to be found in his musings about his and his wife's life with MS. In my past occupation in the U.S. Army, we'd avoid people who couldn't be criticized, couldn't laugh at themselves, and lost control of their temper over words or some perceived slight. These were the people most likely to crack under pressure. Multiple sclerosis is an immense pressure, and without being able to laugh at yourself or be laughed at, I would break under it. Being able to laugh at yourself is something called self-deprecating humor. While it can show an underlying humbleness and a strong sense of calm confidence, it can also have a dark side. Sometimes, self-deprecating humor can be a self-critical defense mechanism. And I don't know that it's always either or. I'm pretty sure I've done both and probably will again. Like any number of things, knowing the difference seems to make the difference. As I close this week's column, I wanted to share a little humor with you. While researching self-deprecating humor, I started to Google self-deprecating versus being able to laugh at yourself. I got as far as the verse and saw the following results. Maybe one day I'll opine on the third one, but not today. To read more columns from Benjamin Hoffmeister and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.